The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. There is a middle ground between wholesale change and tentative pilot projects, and it could allow your organization to operate far more effectively. How to Change an Organization, written by Karen Golden Biddle, excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Leading Change. Too often, conventional approaches to organizational transformation resemble the Big Bang Theory. Change occurs all at once, on a large scale, and often in response to crisis. Yet we know from a great deal of experience that Big Bang transformation attempts often fail, fostering employee discontent and producing mediocre solutions with little lasting impact. But meaningful change need not happen this way. Instead of undertaking a risky, large-scale makeover, organizations can seed transformation by collectively uncovering everyday disconnects, the disparities between our expectations about how work is carried out and how it actually is. The discovery of such disconnects encourages people to think about how the work might be done differently. Continuously pursuing these smaller scale changes and then weaving them together offers a practical middle path between large scale transformation and small scale pilot projects that run the risk of producing too little, too late. The author's research has found that organizations take three approaches to discovery that are particularly effective both for uncovering everyday disconnects in their work and for seeding transformation from the bottom up. These techniques can be used together, in any combination, or individually. All three techniques share a common trait. They take rigid, prescriptive activities like work design, best practices, or training, strip them of their chief assumptions, and turn them into powerful instruments for finding new and better ways of getting things done. The three techniques are 1. Work discovery. Instead of assuming that you know how work is designed, examine it firsthand as it is actually conducted. Determine how to turn the inevitable surprises you uncover into assets. 2. Better practices. Instead of simply adopting other organizations' best practices, screen the way work gets done in your organization through those best practices in order to generate new ideas. In other words, use best practices to generate even better practices. And 3, test training. Instead of locking down standard operating procedures during training, experiment with other, potentially better possibilities for changing the way the work will get done. Use training for testing these possibilities. Each technique strips away assumptions and gains additional power by pairing something unfamiliar with something familiar. Work discovery pairs the familiar territory of managers' offices with the less familiar territory of frontline operations. A focus on better practices imports the unfamiliar into the organization via others' practices and pairs them with the familiar way work is currently being done. Test training pairs new standard operating procedures with possible new procedures that emerge during training. Such pairings prompt people to look beyond familiar expectations and see the actual work in light of the possible instead of just the prescribed or presumed. By using these techniques, people throughout an organization can collectively surface everyday disconnects, see new possibilities in deeply familiar contexts, and generate new ways of working. As a result, improvement multiplies methodically, reliably, and continuously, and you can achieve continuous, sustainable change in the organization without having to blow it up and then reassemble the pieces. This article is excerpted and adapted from How to Change an Organization Without Blowing It Up by Karen Golden Biddle, which appeared in the winter 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To learn more or to read the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.